Yes, thank you, Chair. I was just delayed in a side conversation. So, yeah, no excuse. It's quite simple, this one on 168. We've encountered some discussion and oh, is someone showing the document? Yeah. We've experienced some different interpretations on this. Basically, for the three phase, so for what we at OICA would call a 1B approval to RDE, there are no limits for petrol engines because Japan does not apply RDE testing at the moment to petrol engines. But the question has been raised by some type approval authorities in Europe. Even without the existence of limits in this regulation for those engines, whether you have to do a full analysis of the data according to the three-phase cycle. And so we've just made a few changes through the document, all with the same tenor, basically, to make it clear that for a diesel engine, you have to do both analyses, both a four-phase and a three-phase, but for a petrol engine, then you only need to do a four-phase analysis. So that is with this wording in 6.1, where we change it around and say for vehicles with a diesel engine, we say a four-phase WLTC, and for vehicles with a diesel engine, additionally, a three-phase. That results in the table below. We can say for four-phase, you've got the limits, and for the three-phase, because you're not doing the analysis, then you don't have to refer to it being for diesel engines. It's any time you do a three-phase, which is now by definition, if it gets adopted, just for diesel engines. We then come to paragraph 6412, another one for my old eyes and anyone else with old eyes in the group. We just correcting a paragraph number reference, 642 becomes 643. That was just an error. It's got effectively nothing to do, I believe, with this proposal. And that's also in 6413, that error that's been picked up. 9.2 is effectively the same wording as the same one, where we just say where applicable the three phase, because it doesn't always get analysed. Again, lower down, where applicable, the shares of urban and expressway speed bin shall be expressed because they are exclusive to the three phase. In 9.3, again, restricted to vehicles with a diesel engine. This is the paragraph that talks about doing a dedicated test. And this is part of the background to the problem. It sounds like when you say you have to do an analysis, it sounds like you just put a set of numbers into an Excel spreadsheet and some more numbers come out and you ignore them because there are no limits. But in actual fact, it's relatively difficult to plan and conduct an RDE test that allows analysis to the three phase and four phase. So if for petrol engines you can eliminate the needless analysis, then you get a lot more valid tests and it's a lot more efficient process. Paragraph 10.7.1, again, just clarifying that this is for vehicles with a diesel engine. So that's just where it's talking about, a single test and doing a repeat test. So it's more of the same. And 10.7.1, again, it's this repeated test. So that's restricted to diesel engines because petrol engines only have a four-phase analysis according to this proposal. Again, in the Annex 8, paragraph 1, again, the wording where applicable, and again in 433, in Annex 11, paragraph 1, where applicable, three-phase, all the same. And then we come to the last proposal, Annex 11, paragraph 3, where it's looking a bit curious, the equal signs there, but it's just a paragraph number change, so 2.2 becomes 3.1 and 2 becomes 3.2, or 2.2 becomes 3.2. So, yeah, in summary, it looks like quite a lot of changes, but it's for one purpose, and that is to remove completely redundant analysis and therefore testing burden. Open to questions. Thank you.